your experience.
Oh yeah, man, what the Pulse?
Yeah, Pulse 88 FM.
Before we start, you want to talk about how you were saying like women are second class in society and stuff like that.
Not me. You know, never said this. This is wild. Okay. What a smear.
You want to talk about that? Or
can we introduce ourselves before we smear each other?
Oh, welcome to Late Nights and Wet Wipes. This is a new podcast with three upcoming comedians who are going to be absolute superstars. So join us early. Like, subscribe, share, follow, all them things there. I am one of your hosts, Darren Griffiths, and I'm here with my other hosts,
Michael Akadiri
and
Kazim Jamal.
There you go.
You got to say, you got to let people know who you are before you trash yourself. You know what I mean?
I'm not going to say it.
What nonsense you got to start this pod with?
No, I'm not saying it. I'll say it later.
All right, cool. All right, yeah, at least cool. Let's build into this.
All right.
The thing is, right, intros are overrated. Can I just say that? Yeah. Fuck an intro, innit?
All right, just get into it.
True. Yeah.
No, right. But let's say they don't.
Well, fuck you then. It's in the title on Spotify and everything, man.
Wow.
Wow. There are other audio brands that you could name too, but you know.
And the shit ones, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Apart from Apple.
We're going to try and get some sponsorship money one day. And you just tarnishing.
Remember the emails we've got? Okay.
All right.
Joking, comedians, gosh, man.
Yeah, but when they turn
I
us
didn't
down,
say who they were, though.
Nah,
you didn't even acknowledge them.
Big
that's
up
even worse.
Google, big up Deezer, big up Audio Boom, big up.
You keep going.
All of them.
All of them.
What's the other one?
We're looking to sell out as soon as
big
possible.
Big up SoundCloud.
Yeah, we have no decorum. We need, you've got to finance us, we will listen.
Product placement, we'll do the whole thing.
Yeah.
No matter.
Let's get a Fleshlight sponsorship.
I want it all.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't discriminate.
No brand is too disgusting for the part.
What if the brand was championed by Dwight York?
Depends what it was. If it was like a contraceptive, then obviously that didn't work for him.
Anyway, moving on.
I thought you were going to bring in Trinidad and Tobago, but you just left it at the...
What?
I thought it was going to be like cultural, celebrate. Anyway, it's fine.
All right.
What's that?
How you guys been?
Catch up. Yeah, what's been going on since we last recorded?
Christmas and New Year.
Ooh, how was that?
I'm Muslim.
Huh?
What?
Are you actually?
You could be. Have you converted?
He's now at the corner.
What did you guys do for Christmas?
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, how was your first Christmases as fathers?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's not yours.
No, it's not mine.
No, you've been here before.
Second one. Yeah.
As a father, do you know what it is? He was good. I loved we got him in a little Christmas sort of outfit, which is cute. He got loads of gifts, as he would do, and the thing is, for him, he don't know any different, so it's just, it's milk today, milk tomorrow, milk again. Like, for me, I'm chopping up the lamb, I'm just thinking, does he get bored of the milk? That's what I was asking myself. Do you think they get bored?
Nothing.
Of the same milk?
If it's breast milk, then it changes, doesn't it? It changes to what the mum's eating.
Or over...
Not like full flavours, like if she eats lamb, he's now having tasted
lamb milk. That's
no, like sweetness and stuff, wateriness, thickness, all that, it all changes.
I thought my son had diabetes when he was first born.
Is it?
Because he would yawn and I'd smell his breath and it was sweet.
I thought they didn't have a breath smell. I thought newborns didn't have a smell.
Listen, his breath was smelling like caramel, man. That was...
Rotted.
Just sniffing your
Did you have gestational diabetes?
Huh?
Did you have diabetes in the womb?
No.
All right, no, I'm just saying, like, that could explain it, innit?
This guy bringing his fucking degree with him.
No, normally you would know anyway. So the fact that you hesitated suggests that he didn't. But
no,
just
I'm
like,
playing. He doesn't have diabetes. Not yet, anyway, but he don't have diabetes. So but his breath was not.
He's the hot was, yeah.
Caramel. My partner said, that's the breast milk. I said, I'm still not tasting it.
Oh, was she trying to entice you?
Yeah.
Hot damn.
I even did a pinky promise that I'm going to break with my stepdaughter because she tried it. Yeah, don't look at me like that, bro.
It's there, isn't it?
I wasn't in the house. I couldn't stop these malfeasance.
What? So, like, just like in a cup or like on cereal? Or?
Yeah, she didn't suck it off the titty, bro.
maybe she wanted deja vu, you know what I'm saying? Maybe we want to run it back sort of thing.
Put it in like a little... I think they put it in... Like the
syringe,
the bottle lid, baby bottle lid,
the teat.
No, what? No, not the teat bit, the actual lip.
Oh, on the okay, that covers the teat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she just had a little swig.
Apparently, I wasn't there. I think we was at football. Yeah, came back and was like, guess what I did?
And then football's Sunday morning, so on Sunday morning, they're just swap.
I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they're doing, man.
Is this a sin to you?
On the day of the Sabbath, just that's if you're waking up to exchange, I don't know, bodily fluids, then, you know.
Of it.
I mean, she did it before.
Yeah, it's true. It's just deja vu, isn't it?
She didn't go the manual route, though.
But do you drink cow's milk?
Yeah, I do drink cow's milk.
So is that weirder?
Oof.
Because the Frosties taste delicious.
Yeah, but
they're great.
You would drink you drink the milk from a cow titty, but not the milk from a
not directly
human titty.
Yeah, not directly.
So if it went through the same process, so if it was like Cravendale, ultra high temperature pasteurization.
Yeah,
but it's from
Sarah down the road.
Yeah, Sarah's milk,
Sarah's just in a barn.
Yeah,
there's a gate here.
Yep.
And then there's that machine
that's doing it.
And then she's like, "This is not what I wanted for my life."
Yeah, and like so, she gets forced to be pregnant, so she makes more milk. And
okay.
As soon as her baby's born, there's pull it away,
take it away, yeah,
take
yeah,
it away,
yeah. Yeah. To be a future state,
just slap more suctions on her tits.
Yeah. Yeah, others. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then
tits.
There.
Like, what is? Oh, sorry, it's first.
This is medical words. Tits.
Tits.
That's what it says.
It depends on Sarah's diet. If she had a good diet, then
grass. Just eats grass.
Just eats grass.
It's vegan.
Not even free range.
You know what? If there was a thing where like they blindfolded me and they put different milks and I had to like taste each one, I'll do that.
Well, how?
But I wouldn't purposely drink breast milk.
Okay.
From my cereal.
There's 6 cups.
Yeah.
5 of them are breast milk and one's cow's milk. Would you do the test to be able to pick out which one is the cow's milk?
I'll do the test, but I wouldn't personally like, yeah, bring me breast milk. I mean, I wanna
So you haven't tasted breast milk?
Well, I don't recall. Oh, breastfed.
Nah, you're talking like a politician. Now,
No, I don't recall that. Do you recall breast milk when you were 6 months old?
No, I'm talking about
as an adult.
Since your son has been born.
Yeah.
No, I've not tasted it.
Did you?
I think I did. I just think I did. Like,
how did it taste?
I think it was just
delicious.
Like,
are you battling for milk now?
You know, we have like honey Cheerios and then the milk that's left over.
Oh, like that. Like sugar. That's what I should do. Sugar puffs. Bang the sugar puffs. That's bittersweet, cuz.
Can't taste like that. Yeah.
I'm telling you. I told you. I don't know.
No wonder your son's breath was smelling like grass.
Telling you, man.
Jeez, yeah. But that's the best milk for them. You know, the breast milk. You can't beat that.
Yeah. No, you cannot.
But if I wouldn't have done the Sarah's milk test, I wouldn't have done it.
You just said you had a swig intentionally. Now you want to do Sarah's milk
test? I wouldn't do
Sarah's milk
test. That's inhumane.
Yeah, that's inhumane.
I
drink coconut and oat milk.
Yeah, I drink oat milk, bro.
I'm out here with the cow's milk. Shout out Cravendale every time, man. You know, lasting longer and all that good stuff.
You know there's like bear pus in the milk.
I don't give a damn what's in it. It tastes delicious.
You're a doctor.
And I'm telling you, with my doctor taste buds, it tastes. Trying to rattle
a
me.
Man said, I don't give a damn what's in it.
I don't give a damn what's in there. Put
now, I'm bringing my next patient.
Come on, put some Frosties on the side.
Mike's the type of doctor to be eating his Frosties in front of his patient who's lactose intolerant.
Yeah, lactose intolerant.
It tastes delicious, you know.
Strongly diabetic. You know what I'm saying, man? Look, just because it's a problem for you. Don't mean it's a problem.
I remember
for
Mike
me.
Did a tweet and he was like, I feel bad having to tell my patients that, you know, if they want to improve their quality of life, they have to improve their diet. And then one of my patients saw me in Morley's after.
Man, it happens, man. All I'm saying is look, man, it's had a long shift.
Listen, that's medical advice. For you.
Yeah. That's like when you see a doctor smoking, you're like, hey, no, this picture's wrong, man.
Yeah, my friend's cousins, he's a doctor. And my friend, he likes to dabble with the class A's and class B's.
Oh, snap.
Mad
and
thing.
Stuff. Yeah, and he lived with his doctor cousin, and like his doctor would literally prescribe the timing that he should take drugs so he wouldn't get too mashed up in the night. So he's like, take one of these. And then at this time, take one of these.
Oh,
and
like actual drugs. Like
recreational drugs.
Yeah, mix the two, because that will balance that.
Oh, off, snap.
That's the best way to do it, bro.
No, but it's funny because it's like, that's what a lot of like people that shoot up at festivals, they give them clean needles. They say, look, you're going to shoot up, you're going to do it. So we're not trying to tell you not to do it, but you're going to do it safely.
Yeah, they, you can get free needles from Boots.
I swear.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. How do you know?
Because I went to school with some guys that
seems got any track marks or
like to do steroids.
Former rugby boy, innit?
So.
All them props.
Well, not even it wasn't even a rugby guy. It's just guys that like found the gym and went to get hench.
Meatheads.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey guys,
Christmas for me. Yeah, oh,
gone.
Christmas. I was gonna say
on the Christmas.
I don't. You put your son in a Christmas outfit.
Yeah, look, my Neil's a gift. Yeah. So
they tried to make me do all that.
I said, no. Did you ban your son from being in the outfit?
Yeah.
Why?
Just wear normal clothes, bro. You don't even know what's going. Like you said, you don't even know what's going on.
No, but did someone gift it to him?
No, but my partner was like, we should all dress the same.
Oh, well, that, oh, nah, you know, didn't I'm not back in that.
No, she was like, we almost bought matching stuff. I almost bought matching stuff for the
yo,
family.
You're really fair. That's a family man thing, though. That's a family man.
But you have a personality that can pull it off.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't.
What, you think you have to be a badder man or something?
No,
be a certified pussy hole to do it.
No, that's me.
Is that what the consensus is? If you're a man that does the family matching pajamas.
Pussy.
And you're like,
he that's said me.
That, not
me.
You're in that category.
And that's me, yeah.
No, but he's owning it, though. It's not like he's
fine.
Doing it.
That's fine. But I'm just saying, I didn't say that.
But why are you saying you're a badder man?
I didn't say that either.
So what are you?
I just don't want to wear it.
Why?
Because I have clothes.
No, but there must be. There's a different reason why you don't want to do it.
It's moist, isn't it?
There you go. Because you're a badder man.
Nah.
You're a badder man.
I'm just like.
Yeah.
I'm not. I can't.
You're
not
a dickhead.
I can't. You know why you're speaking to me?
Why?
You're actually indirecting Darren.
No, but he owned it from the start. Yeah. He even put the pussy on it, fam. He elongated the word. He had the better essence than pussy on, fam.
It was. The first, right? It was like months after. It was the first Christmas. We didn't do it this Christmas. First Christmas. And months after, literally sat on the sofa with my wife, and she turns to me and she goes, like, we proper wore matching pajamas, innit? He's like, yeah. She goes, we're proper pussy. See, and I was like, she's so hood.
Oh, my goodness. That's Northwest London in there, isn't it?
That's it.
Yeah, but yeah, no, Christmas, it was just a day, innit? I didn't know what my son had been bought.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just did. I'm already in that mode. Here's the money.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
So you practical dad. You're not trying to do the whole, oh my goodness, pajamas. You're not trying to be, oh my God, got him this, got him that.
I got him a gold bangle.
Nice. The one that can like expand mm-hmm. the ones. Yeah.
Oh, nice, man.
Yeah, that was the only thing I got him. Like.
Yeah, you've got
like a gift.
And you need to get on him at this age because we tried to give my daughter one and she tore that to pieces.
Yeah, no, it's on him.
Oh, that's sick, man.
Yeah. It's around his neck, though.
Hot damn.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Hot boy, you know.
Moving on swiftly. No, Christmas is just another day, man.
Mm. Yeah, now. No, he's worn off for me.
Do you know what it is? I did cry on Christmas Day.
Did you?
How come?
Yeah, because I was gifted a PlayStation 5.
And you cried?
Well, almost cried.
Oh, I of joy.
I feel myself welling up now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because you weren't expecting
that. I was not expecting that.
Right.
And it, they're a pretty penny.
Fair enough. I've not had a game console in years, because I don't know what they're rolling for now.
The console's going for $5.
Jeez.
$500 for all the uninitiated, £500.
And then what? And the game's like 50, right?
Well, this came with a game and a controller. So it was like another...
She
said it was another $2.
Woo!
For some reason. Must have been the memory.
Sony are mashing.
Must have been because of the memory. I don't know how much the memory is.
Yeah, because nowadays the game, you can just download the game. You don't have to mm-hmm. physically get the CD.
It takes forever to download. But yeah, I didn't expect it. And she came down. She goes, I didn't wrap it. I was expecting like an Arsenal top or something. She came down and I stood there screaming for about 10 minutes. Couldn't even open the bag.
Was you hinting though? Have you been hinting?
I've been hinting for about 2 years.
All right, man.
To her and my mum.
Fair.
She said, you have to get me a push present. I said, what's that? She's like, it's a present you buy after I pushed the baby out. I said, okay, well, I want one too. I want a PlayStation 5.
You didn't push.
I don't care. I pushed him out the first time. Pushed him out into her.
Kazim Jamal.
No, don't do that.
Kazim Jamal. There, we know what you meant.
Toxic.
We know.
Free take. What?
You can't joke with that one.
Why'd you laugh?
You can't joke with that.
I didn't say who I meant. There could be loads of Tates in prison.
Yeah. Well, you know. Oh. We're trying to build a following here.
Then we might end up in that lane. You just never know.
You never know.
He built a following.
Yes, and if that's what pays the bills, we'll get full into the conspiracy thing.
All we got to do is just not...
Well, start off a university,
break the law.
That's it.
In any facet. Oh, talk a lot of shit, but don't actually carry out in real life.
So I'm as well. But you said you cried over Christmas.
Almost.
I did cry over Christmas.
Ooh.
Yeah, now here's this. It ties in perfectly to your parenting fail as well.
Yeah, let's go.
Right, I'll give you guys an option. What would you rather do?
Okay.
You ready? Would you rather fall down the stairs holding your child?
Uh-oh.
Or would you rather fall on top of your child?
Well, fall down the... Okay, so...
How many stairs?
Yeah, good question.
4 or 5.
That's the maximum.
Yeah.
Or is it 4 or 5 out of 20?
No, you've dropped 4 or 5 steps.
You're 4 steps from the bottom.
No, maybe just in the middle of the stairs.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
But you've fallen down.
But how many stairs are there total? So how steep is the stairs?
Oh, it's like 13, 14 stairs.
What? 13 stairs to the ground?
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, that's a different convo.
Ooh.
My mum actually did fall down the stairs while holding me.
We got to answer this question.
Well, a couple of steps. Yeah.
It makes sense now.
There you go.
So which one would you rather do?
My mum's cross-eyed. Call back to the last episode.
fall downstairs, holding your child.
I would rather fall down the stairs.
Right.
Because, before I move on, because I feel like, I was going to say fall on top.
Yeah.
But then I don't know how much room there is for me to action in the moment.
Yeah.
Whereas if I'm falling downstairs at this moment, I back myself to like, I can hold him up here. Or, you know, protect him.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. Mike?
Yeah, 13 steps is enough time to, you know, to change position. I see all these guys. You know, in the the Olympics, these divers, they do that. Like, they can do in the air. They're going down real quick. They can do a tummy tuck. They can do a pike.
They
can
do all professionals who have trained to do that their whole life.
Yeah, but okay. But you know, adrenaline in those 13 steps. I'm gonna do something mad. I'm gonna make sure the baby is fine. That's. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna swivel. I'm gonna hold.
So you're going fall downstairs.
Yeah, I like the way Michael said 13 steps is enough time. I know I said it, but the way you said it was like, if you don't rearrange, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, no, really, but you got to think, right in that moment, time will slow down. When you're falling down 30 steps holding the baby, time goes slow. Like it will just slow down, and then you can even think. You have time to think, what position do I want to get into before you fall?
Yeah.
Boom, blast.
Well.
I don't attest the theory, but that's the theory.
Well.
I said boom, blast.
I did both. I did both. Yeah. So Christmas was shit because wife got COVID. She was just up in bed.
Oh, I remember your stories.
And then
that's still a thing.
I know. I was just like, come on, man. This
the
is like
doctor.
Last year.
I can't believe how like, free this guy is.
So 2020.
I know, right?
I'm joking.
No, so Karen, my daughter, walked down the stairs and my legs just go. And I didn't even drop down the stairs. My feet just went up. You know, like in the cartoons where someone walks on the banana skin?
Yeah.
Just go up.
Ding!
Went up and then I was thinking, oh no. And I'm rotated and she's in my right arm.
Yeah.
Because I've gone up in the air.
Yeah.
I haven't got any like purchase to turn myself. So I'm rotating, turning on top of her. So I'm like, oh shit. So I've tried to push her out from under me while I'm in midair. Kind of thing. She bashes her head on like the carpet.
Oh shit!
I managed to leave her a few steps up.
Yeah.
And I've just dropped downstairs, dead leg, and then she's there just screaming.
My goodness!
My wife had to jump out of bed all COVID up. Like, oh, what's that? What's happening? Like, because she just heard my noise. Like,
Just go,
And then she just hears her crying. She comes right downstairs. I've just sat there. I was like, oh my God, I fucked up my daughter. I fucked up my kid. And I was there holding my leg. I was like, you know, you figure the most extreme injuries up. I've broken my femur. I've broken.
Oh, you went for the jackpot.
I've broken my femur. I've broken my femur. Ignoring the fact that I'm fully moving my leg, going, yeah, I've broken my femur.
Walking up and down, walking back up the steps. This is the step that did it.
I broke it. Nah, man, I was so upset because I was
that's
fucking,
insane.
Yeah, and then it's funny because once I was okay, my daughter was just like, snacks? She said, like, snacks? She just wanted snacks. She's watched cartoons.
That must have been such a relief, though.
She was fine. She just has that. She had a little graze on her head. Me, I'm hobbling for 2 weeks because my leg.
It's realness.
Because I was like, if I just forgot about her, I would have been fine falling down the stairs because I tried to do the whole rotating turn.
Yeah.
Bam.
When you didn't stretch before, did you?
Your daughter says, why are you limping, Dad? You go, you remember.
Yeah, you don't. You don't know.
Like a war vet.
You don't know.
I don't want to speak about it.
Yeah, man. So that was my parenting fail, man. That was like almost destroyed my kid.
But then how old is she? 18 months, right? 18 months.
Yeah, 17, 18.
So do you think she's a bit more durable? Like, do you think like when she was 6 months, listen, it would have been like...
Oh, it would have been like, let's go to hospital. Let's get checked out. She was just like... And then when like her mom picked her up and was like, do you want some water? Some crisps.
that's a relief though, hearing that snacks or crisp.
She
wasn't talking like that before you fell.
She's been like, tough times never last. Video kills me every time.
Have you seen the guy that goes, don't judge the cover. Never judge the pages. Judge the cover. Don't judge the cover. Whatever that shit is, man, don't do it.
Oh, I need to see that. I don't see it. That's hilarious.
But let's see if we can we bring it. Can we bring it up? It's an African. I would type in African guy. Don't judge a book by its cover in YouTube. It should come up.
Let's see. Well, time will tell.
Whilst we're looking for that, I've got two parenting fails.
Okay.
Well, one's not mine. I don't know if I should say it on there. My son rolled off the bed.
Yes. Strong.
Yeah.
It's a strong start. We've all been there.
He rolled off the bed. I wasn't there.
Oh, is that why?
I don't know who was there. Naming no names.
Mm. Well, there he was.
But apparently he rolled off the bed pretty bad, like his neck did this apparently.
Oh snap.
And apparently he didn't move for like what must have felt like 30 seconds, but it was like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And then he started crying and but my partner will put my son in the bed, which is fine. But she don't tell me he's in the bed.
Right.
She don't wake me up and go, he's in the bed now.
Ah, I see.
Right? So when he's in the bed and I know he's in the bed, subconsciously, I know he's in the bed.
You just freeze in position, you just sleep.
You
like
don't
this.
Go that way, yeah?
Yeah.
You just don't go that way.
Just fucking your shoulder up, be like,
constantly.
I can't roll back.
I've just got movement
back in it today, yeah? But she won't tell me he's in the bed. So the other day, well, numerous times, I thought, what the fuck is that in the bed? Like, you know when you feel like a leg, but you don't know it's a leg, and you're like, what the fuck is that, man?
It's not that violent. It's a body.
It's not that violent. But I'm like, get off. I think it's her, innit? I'm like, move, man. Move your knee. And then I hit, I'm like, I'm so sorry, bro. I didn't know he was in the bed. Say, brother. And the other day, I didn't know he was in. I'm this way. He's there. I almost rolled onto this guy, bro.
Oh, rotted. Yeah.
My missus was, hey. He's in the bed. Well, you could have fucking told me that before, man.
Generally, I thought you were going to say he went flying like a hurricane penalty kick. I thought you were going to say something like that.
Why is World Cup?
I said hurricane from an England perspective, but you just took it on yourself.
Going flying hell.
Penalty kick.
I think I got it.
Let's hear it.
This is the guy.
That's under South Africa. It's done South Africa.
Yeah.
Oh, that is hilarious.
That is hilarious, man.
Don't judge any carver. Judged it. Hey, whoa.
Hey.
He's like, got shocked that he got.
What was that saying again? But yeah.
No, no, it was all good. Thank you.
I don't have that too many parenting fails yet, and that's not to brag. I'm sure they're on their way.
Yeah, you got time.
I can't think of anything that mad so far. It's been we come to 3 months, but yeah, as you say, we got time. You got to 18 months, and you're doing that madness. So you know, we got time.
Yeah, I'm trying to scratch my. What about parenting fails as adults or parents now? We know our parents did. And just covered up, like, what, like, why did you fall? Oh. But really, like, they fucked up, like.
Oh.
And they go, why did you, like, they put something down in a place they shouldn't put something down on, and you trip over it, and they're like, why
yeah.
did you fall?
Yeah.
Like, no, you did that.
I know what you mean. Like, I always blame myself, like, because I think about, like, the time I touched an exhaust pipe.
Oh, yeah, that's on you.
Yeah. Like, but why isn't someone holding my hands? Why you let me just walk around the car in the car park?
Where
like,
were you?
In the car park?
No, like,
oh, where were your parents? Yeah.
Where were you?
Exactly. You can't just leave me at the side of the car. Like,
My mum saved my life once.
Oh, I figured that story.
Yeah, my mum saved my life once.
It's doing for bike.
Yeah. my cousin got a bike for her birthday.
It's
a big, massive pink bike. But I was like, fuck it. I'll ride that.
On that.
Yeah. And she lived in this like estate, and it had a really big hill within the estate.
Yeah.
Concrete hill. And this other boy, we go take the bike, two bikes up to the top of the hill. And I'm like, yeah, we're going to race each other. And back then I had no fear. I was like, you're going to lose. But this bike's way too big for me. Yeah. Like, I've just learned how to ride a bike. And now, like, I can't even squeeze the brakes.
Oh,
they're strong.
Yeah, they're brand new, aren't they?
Yeah.
So it's just like, solid, like,
yeah, rigid. Tight. Yeah.
And then he was like, we get to the top, he's like, I think we should think about this. And I was like, 3-2-1, bye. And I just started zooming down this hill. Like, I remember clearly going, 3-2-1, goodbye. I'm gone. See you later, loser. Yeah. And then...
How long were you going down the hill? Did the feeling of I'm winning last? Like, how soon did you realize
that you were in trouble?
0.01 seconds.
This race does not matter.
Yeah, this race.
Anymore.
When I felt the fear that I'm too scared to look behind me to see where he is.
Yeah.
I knew it was game over.
Yeah.
And like, I'm flying down this hill in my ears. I can't hear nothing.
Jeez.
And every like 5 meters. So like, there's a concrete here. A little wall that has gaps in it,
yeah,
and then there's grass.
So you're just seeing the,
so yeah, and I'm seeing these gaps. Now I'm a kid. I watch a lot of cartoons. So I was like, if I fucking turn this bike quick enough, I can get through one of those gaps.
Yeah.
Luckily, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, someone said, don't do that, and I just carried on going straight.
Hot
and then,
man.
But at the end of this hill is just railings. Yeah, metal railings, and I'm like, well. This is it.
Right. You thought you were going to be like embalmed or whatever.
Like, this is it. You know, cartoon brain still working. I said, maybe I'll just like, it'll be shaping me.
Like an imprint that you can
from the way
off.
I went through it. Yeah. Or like when they get flattened on the wall and they just pull them off and then
tower them
back into shape. You never know. You
2D
never know.
To 3D. Yeah.
And then like, it's a big party. And then all of a sudden in the crowd, I just see my mum like ducking through the crowd. Right. And then she just jumps in front of the bike, boom, takes the impact, busts up her whole hand.
Oh, so how old are you then again?
6, 7.
Damn.
Jeez.
That's love, though. But you do that for your child, didn't you? You go into harm's way.
Well, yeah. We'll see.
So, well, time will tell, innit? You know what I mean? Time will tell.
We'll see. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, that's dope, though. That's dope. I remember I had a bike incident, not that dramatic. We had a little, like, one of these plastic ramps that someone bought. And we would, someone had a BMX, you just ride on the ramp and you just land in it. You go maybe a meter, maybe between 1 and 2 meters in the air, if that, bang. So I'd done it. And I remember we were doing it just outside the kitchen window. So my mom would be in there. And we're doing it that week. I'll do it. She'll be like, don't be like them stupid boys. I'll be riding that bicycle. Don't be like them. I won't be like them. They're stupid, aren't they? So then I remember one time I rode it, and I'll do it, but when she's not clocking, look, is she there? All right, boom, ride, land, boom. Then one day I just went proper fast, Chris Hoyting, boom, 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 went up. Mad landing. I don't know, landed straight on my chin, bicycle coming the other way. Gash my chin, yeah. Big scab all over here. And you know when you're like, I must have been like 11, 12. You know you're like, you know you're going to be in trouble, so you don't even want to go home.
Yeah.
Mm. But you know you need to go home because where else are you going to get better? You can't hide it. You can't cover it.
It's the only place you can go.
You don't know where you can go. You're 12. You don't know anywhere else. So yeah, I remember I was like, what happened? I was one of the stupid boys.
I thought of one now. Dad took me to the park.
Yeah.
And now I'm a father myself. I know what happened here. It's he didn't want to take me. My mum's like, take him out. Take him outside.
Yeah.
You don't take him anywhere. Take him outside. Took him to the park. You know, like the roundabout thing. We spin it round. And he's spinning around. And I'm going faster, faster, faster. Now, my mum, sister, brother, whenever they did it to me, they'd always give me that quick reminder. Remember to hold on. I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Dad didn't give me that reminder. So I forgot. He's spinning me. I'm like, faster, fast. I come flying out this roundabout. That skin's just gone on the arm.
That's a good one.
You don't cry. Dad's having to carry me home now. Opens the front door. My mom's like, what has happened to him? Like, you've been out with him for 5 minutes. It's like, nah, he fell off the rack.
He did it. I did my job.
You told me to push, I push.
Yeah.
Do you think subconsciously that was a way for him to go?
See?
Now I'm not going back to the park. I knew to tell him to hold on. He'd be fine. Bit of a scrape.
He'll be fine. He's got to get that skin
but
back.
Now your mum's going to tell me, don't take him to the park.
Jeez, that's that, smart, yeah.
Wait, you have to do that sometimes. You have to sacrifice the kid.
To win.
A win's a win.
That's a good segue, actually, about getting out of things that you don't want to do.
Ah, of course. This is things you don't want to do as a dad. And my one is, and I don't care what anyone thinks of me. I really don't.
Let's hear it.
Do you know why? Because I think I said this on the last one. I've only been doing this 4 months and I'm fucking streaks ahead of my dad, so be grateful.
Hot damn, when the bar is in hell.
Yeah. Be grateful. I don't even know if you're good at football yet. I'm still here. I don't want to do night feeds. I don't do night feeds.
You don't like getting up. You don't like giving her envy.
I can't get up.
You just pretend you're in a coma and just.
Do you know what it is? She says he's screaming, and you don't wake up. I don't know if that's true, right? But I feel like my brain is very linear. Like if I know you're there, then I know you're there, innit? Like,
right.
So my brain is just like switch completely off because it's not needed. We've done experiments where we've swapped sides of the bed and I'm next to the crib.
Still don't wake up.
No, I do.
Oh.
Because I know I'm on job. I know I'm on job and I wake up. And she wakes up so quickly, like he goes like this and she's like, all right, what do you
know? What you want?
I'm like, that's not a big enough signal for me. I need like the bat signal.
Mm.
I need you to be like, ah, screaming down the house.
Yeah.
Because you could just be coughing. Like, why am I getting up? You coughing? Like, I'm trying to work on a joke where I talk about what's the hardest part about being a dad, and part of it is perfecting the art of waking up with your eyes still closed.
It's a skill.
To wake up, sleepwalk,
with your eyes still closed and be like,
I'm still asleep. Just pretend you're still.
I'm still asleep.
It's a good skill.
And you're like, all right, she's up. Yeah, that's the sound of shaking bottle. Okay, and back to sleep. Easy.
So you want to just perk your ears up, because your ears never sleep, really, do they? So you want to perk your ears up, just know what each sound means, and then boom. Then go back to your deep sleep.
Yeah, but there's been times when I'm like, now this boy's been crying for time, fam.
And is that the trigger to get up?
But I'm like, it's so bad. I'm like, where the fuck is she?
You're
I'm a menace, bro. You know, I'm like, where?
So you don't give her an MB, a maternal break?
Oh, this guy's been reading books and blogs.
And so the maternal break.
An MB. I didn't know that was a term. I just made it up. I like MB. Wait. Don't get rid of MB.
That was cold. That was cold. No, allow it, fam.
I'm taking your hand, bruv. That was cold. That was actually pretty good.
The mum's going to like you for that.
Yeah.
Wait, man. Wait, he's going to be a pussy, yo.
A maternal.
Listen, man, you don't give the MBs.
Join Hustlers University. You get numbed. But yeah, he'll be crying. I'll be like, where is she, bruv?
I
wake up and I'm like, and he's on the bed, and like she must have woken up and been like, I can't do all this right now because I need the toilet. Like, this is gonna take a minute. So she's quickly gone to the toilet. So then I'll get up and I'll pick him up, or I'll put his dummy in to like hold him over while she comes back, you know what I mean, or whatever. Or there's been some times when like I've come upstairs, because she'll go up to bed real early.
Yeah.
But I know he'll wake up again at 11 o'clock. So I'll go up at 11 o'clock, boom, he wakes up, go back to sleep. Because I'm not asleep yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And when he was first born, I used to keep him downstairs with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and she would go up to bed.
All right. To get that reprieve.
Yeah, so...
That was the MBs.
You've got to give them some MBs, man.
I've got to give some more MBs. I'm not going to lie. I've got to give some more MBs.
Yeah, it's all about sort of like giving that option. I'm a type of person where I'm like, you can have as many MBs as you want. Any, unlimited, just we have to limit them between 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. Similar to you, but I'm not saying you can't cash it in. But I'm saying that's to be...
9 p.m. and when?
7 a.m. It's a night time.
Nah, I'm not having this, bro.
No, I'm just saying. No.
You just no.
He finished you.
He finished me with my finishing move.
I'm just saying. No. That's it, man. Sometimes Stone Cold gives out a rock bottom. You on the dig? You on the dig?
My head's gone. Continue. I need to gather my thoughts.
All I'm saying is, I
fuck you, man.
He dragged you for waking up at night. And then he goes, you need to give the MBs.
Give the MBs.
He lotioned the time. You need to give the MBs. Except for between that.
And even made me spud it when I was like, dead that. Dead the MB talk. And he's like, nah, spud me. The
MBs. You're on the rule. It's all about giving the MBs. You got to give MBs throughout, man. Anytime. Do you want a maternal break? Do you want a break? Give me him, man. I'll feed him. You on the dig? Right, don't worry. I'll get up now. But I'm saying that's me. You know, just the premium to it out of hours. That's what I'm saying.
Do you know what I thought about? I thought about waking up an hour early. Because he wakes up again at 4 a.m.
Right.
And I wake up at 5 a.m.
Yeah. It's all about planning. Like, if you're going to come back, let's say you've done a gig, you're up. You probably got adrenaline from the gig. So let's say you come back at 11 or 12, then you might as well stay up those hours, and then she takes it from the morning or whatever, or just deciding which way you want to play it. That's what.
But depending on the gig, I got to be up for work the next day.
Yeah, yeah.
True.
Sometimes what it is,
and she don't take naps in the day.
It's not. It's about building into the, your time with the kids. Something you like doing. Yeah. So, for example, she go, oh, my friends want to do this thing on the Sunday and stuff, like, I'm not sure if I go. Like, just go, man.
Take your MB.
Yeah. Little does she know, it's Super Sunday and I'm just watching football all day. So it's just like, it's all good.
Oh, my God, he's mastered
it. It's all good. Go
the game,
on Sunday.
Geez, he's
go
right, a book.
Sunday.
Hot
go
damn.
Out. Go out. Yeah, she's like,
that deserves one. That's
it. What about if it's Bournemouth, Burnley or something random
doesn't,
like that?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
And the thing is though, and with football as well.
Listen, we watch Saudi Arabia play.
And with football as well, you can actually play with your kid and watch. So you can still do the parenting thing, basically.
Yeah.
If football's on, my son is glued to the TV.
Is it?
It's really
good. Yeah, it's Project really Mbappe weird. Starting early. Yeah.
I didn't start it.
I'm taking a baby ballers.
Oh yeah, what's that?
Baby ballers is football for 16-month-olds to 2-year-olds. We haven't gone yet. We're going to a trial of baby ballers.
Are you a trial?
Oh yeah. Is that the WSL sponsoring that? What's going on?
No, it's just any
kid. That's sick, man.
Yeah, gonna take a baby baller. See what she does. I've already bullied it out of her to pick up the ball. Like, don't pick up the ball.
No goalkeeping.
She doesn't.
I swear she had a Man City top one time. What,
yeah, she's a
that?
Man City fan. Yeah, yeah. she's a Man City fan.
And who do you support, Dan?
I support Tottenham. my daughter supports
this
Man
City. This is nasty.
I remember last season you went on just like a tirade of being like, Yeah, I've always supported Manchester City. What are you guys like, talking about?
That was the strongest bit of trolling I've done. I was committed to it. Yeah. It was so funny because I was in Porto for the Champions League final.
Oh, yeah.
And people was like, no, you take this too far. How are you in Porto for the Champions League final? Because I've always supported City. I'm a big City fan. But I was literally, it was a wedding at the same time.
Oh, just convenient.
So convenient. So,
you want to come to this wedding with me? Not listen, really. When's the date? Links up with the channel. Do you know what? I've always liked Sarah and Dave. Yeah.
They're my favourite people.
Yeah, I'd love to. The match ain't on that. The wedding's not on. Yeah, 7 o'clock, is it? You know what I mean? On it.
At the wedding I went to during the Champions League final a few years ago, it was difficult, man. Because we want to watch the game, man.
Yeah.
So we had to. It's so funny because it was a Nigerian wedding, so we wore that native and all like that, and we just dipped. He dipped during the wedding to go to a local pub.
Oh,
and this
wow.
is in like Kent.
Yeah,
deep
okay.
Kent.
So you lot just full
so we
native.
Full native rolled up into this pub and literally, as my boy said, he said, they are looking at us like these are the clothes they were wearing when we found them.
You walk in and they're just like, fuck off.
They're like, what the fuck going on here, mate?
Fuck off, mate. We're in Kent. So your dressing gown on, you silly son.
Cover up.
Jeans, can you say jeans? Jeans, nah, Mike.
I
jeans.
Swear to God, if any of us get righted on the sitcom, that seed has to be forced into whatever sitcom it is.
It is so
you know what
funny.
Would be so funny,
that
though?
Is bad.
To be like, just before you go in, like one of the people are just like, bruv, before you go in, let's all just, you just got to put this on. Like, we can stay in our outfits, but we just got to put this on. Like, yeah. What is it? And it's a Stone Island badge. And you put a Stone Island badge under.
That literally, that sort of confusion. I think they'll pass out. Like they're trying to compute. What? It's a Stony. But all this the cheeky. What is it?
I can't comprehend, mate.
What is it? Is it go home or coming home? I don't
know. Oh, bad.
They wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
They wouldn't know what to do.
I'm trying to think of the agenda. How long have we been running for?
42 minutes.
Goddamn.
All right. Cool. Well, we've got some other stuff on the.
Yeah. If you don't run for everything,
no,
you don't have
right.
to run for everything. That's just right. pick the best two. I would say of what's left.
No, Arsenal beat Tottenham on the weekend. I'm just saying.
All right, man.
But what's on the list?
Well, someone said that Harry and Meghan. Someone wrote that down.
Yeah, I did.
Yes,
I did.
What do you want to say?
Speak your truth.
It's not. Isn't it me speaking my truth? I was never indulging it.
Yeah.
And even with that, I'm over it.
In it?
Yeah.
Come.
I'm over it, yeah.
How can I be over something I didn't care about?
Yeah,
like,
right.
It's happened.
And it's like, all right, okay, your family. All right, we get it, man. We got no one person. We get it. All right, brother. Whatever, man.
You know, you need too many interviews for you.
It's just like, yeah. What are you trying to achieve, brother? What I would really like him to do is do all of this and then come at the end and be like, I was just chasing the bag.
Well, I think by this point they are, because apparently their security is like $4 million a year or something mad like that. Right. So they're trying to. They're just
you could probably get that sponsored though, I bet.
What Tyler Perry again?
Yeah. No, but like you should probably get that sponsored. You could probably get Adidas to sponsor that.
Well, the security.
Because wherever they are.
Nah, true. I see, man.
True.
Yeah.
True.
And I'll just be like, everyone, roll tight to me, so you get in the pictures.
Sensible. Could be a thing.
But anyway, the reason I brought it up is because like there's a lot of people going, oh, she has, you know, turned him against his family.
Yeah.
And I was going to bring up, have you ever been in that situation before? Or what would you do in that situation? What would you do in that situation now, especially because you have kids?
So my family do not like my missus. Or my missus doesn't feel comfortable around my family.
Currently.
Is that what you're saying, yeah?
No. Yo, fam. Yeah. I didn't know you were this frank.
Nah. Yeah, I was like, you want this on the bed, fam?
Yeah. We're honest, but we're not that honest.
Not even that. I was like, you say yourself she's some hoes, didn't fam? They're putting out your business, guys. But yeah, it's like, it could even be vice versa, like, her family thinks you're turning her against them.
Yeah.
Or your family thinks she's turning you against your family.
It's true. It does make a difference with kids involved, I think. Like,
oh, you come that protective sort of view.
Yeah.
It's just like...
It's weighing up, right? Because you want your kids to have a relationship with all of their other side of the family as well. But what if they are proper toxic though? But it still goes back to, you should know who you're marrying or who you're getting with, right? Like, in a sense of,
People say though, once you get married, or in some circumstances, once you get married,
you married family.
No, but the dynamics change in the house.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not married. But there's some people I've spoken to, and they were like, "Yeah, have you ever heard like people's parents getting married and then getting divorced but staying together?"
Yeah.
Because the dynamics when they were married, it just shifted.
Oh.
Whether that's complacency or, you know, they feel a bit more confident to, like, because you're kind of locked in now.
Right, I see.
You could know who you're marrying, but do you? I'm not pointing
out. No, but yeah, I know what you mean. Like,
man, people, do you, fam?
But like you say, people might change. Now they've got it locked in.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can get a bit comfortable and, let things drop, let standards drop, if you want to call it. Some people may let that happen. So,
yeah. I've been in a position before where, like, I've been going out with a girl and it was kind of like, it was the battle of cultures. And I'm not even that much of a cultural person.
Yeah.
When it comes to like quite significant things in life, I'm not saying it all has to be me. Yeah. Like, this is what it is.
Yeah.
But blend, innit? But blend.
Yeah.
Because so it was kind of like this person wanted, if we had kids, for their christening to be their culture christening.
Right.
Yeah?
Okay.
If we got married, it had to be their culture wedding. And this is the bit that really burned me. Yeah. It was like, I was like, so where does my culture fit into this? And she went, well, you can do the music and food. The music and food.
Raw, did you just dash you? Dash you.
Yeah, I was like, this is some disrespect right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, raw.
And they all like lived like right around the corner from each other.
Mm.
They were all in each other's pockets.
Yeah.
And I'd just been me and my mum really, innit? And I was just kind of like, this is what... It was a family, but I was like, what the fuck is this, bro?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Hanging out on a daily basis. This is dead.
No, I don't even mean they're in each other's like pockets. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there was her sister had this husband that everyone was like, oh, he's so great.
Was he the same culture as them?
No, he was half indigenous
yeah.
in this country.
Indigenous.
and half slavery.
Yo!
Wow!
Wow! This is meant to be family friendly.
Who's family?
the one you describing?
bun them, man. Not my family. That one.
Yeah.
You know. But it was all like. But he was so his skin tone was so light that he almost looked like one of
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah. I don't know if this person still listens to what I do, but this was a big problem before. So if I beat around the bush, it's because, fuck it. They were Greek, okay? And like, there's no disrespect towards Greek people, but it was like, it all had to be Greek. And he didn't have this patron saint didn't have a great relationship.
Was she the one that came to your 2018 Leicester Square?
Let's not do this.
Yes.
Oh, snap. Okay. I met the young lady in question.
All right.
I've probably met as well. But
not young. She's old as shit. Anyway, well, that's what got me in trouble last time. Idiot. Doesn't matter. I don't go. Fuck you in it if you're watching. Anyway. Anyway,
you can't even be civil.
Right, no, fuck her. Or him, you don't know my past. You know, anyway, he was very, so he wasn't.
He didn't care about his family. Yeah, so he was happy to just
go with the flow. He was happy to be a part of something because he'd never been a.
Okay.
He's like, you can call me Stelios now. Like, I don't care.
But not that far. But. and then it was just like, okay, this is similar to his name. Jay does this and Jay does that. You know, why can't you be more like Jay?
Oh, start comparing you. Problem.
Pussy.
That's it. He will wear matching pajamas at Christmas.
Nah. He's more of a pussy than you, right? That came out wrong.
that was relevant that, you
no,
know.
No. That came out wrong. But anyway.
That came out wrong. it was close to something else. No, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, I didn't mean it with that tone. And anyway, my mum didn't like her.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then she started like telling me that my mum was bad for me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Bring out the red flag.
Because I'm not very tactile or affectionate.
Yeah.
Like my affection, my thing is like, I'm here, innit?
Right. Quality like, time, according to the book.
Well, not even that, but like, I'm here, innit? Like,
yeah.
The time ain't even got to be quality, but I'm still giving up my, I'm here.
No, but
every day.
No, but you're saying, but I'm here means you're saying my time's important and I'm giving you time.
Yeah.
That's why it's
yeah,
quality
yeah.
time. I'm here with you, so.
If it wasn't important, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, and.
But obviously that's.
She was like, because your mum didn't give you hugs and did I was like, yo. So my mum did like, she wasn't very ambitious and stuff like that, you know.
She tried to go all psychological.
Yeah, and you don't have to be. And you don't have to be, you know, like trying to start Amazon, but like I've always been raised, if you become a bin man, be the best bin man, run the bin man, innit? Like
yeah.
get to the top and run the bin man.
Yeah.
And she just wasn't very ambitious. So, you know, my mom's Nigerian and she was like, nah.
Right.
You know what I mean? Kind of thing. And then, yeah. It was very toxic,
yeah.
is what I'm trying to say. So that's why I relate a little bit to that.
Yeah, because if you threw kids into the mix then...
Yeah, trust.
It would have been a mazzoline, bro.
Trust you, a good thing your joke was real life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be mad.
What content you have to post that joke? If you got footage of it anywhere, did you obliterate that from yourself?
I'll do it again.
What, the joke or...
No, I didn't actually do that.
Oh, well, it's you, innit? So...
No, come on, Mike. We did something... Okay, the joke was born out of inspiration of something else, but everyone knew that this is what was happening. Are you talking about the breakfast in bed joke?
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
Oh, okay. I'm saying, good as you, there was...
But we both went to the chemist.
Oh, okay. All right. Good.
Well, good. That's good for the listeners.
Yeah, there's no context. You may have to post the joke with this clip if we want to put this out.
Oh, I'll just do the joke again. Not right now, but... I don't know if I got any footage of it.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
But I'll do it like that. I take great joy in telling that material.
No, fair.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But yeah, but going back to that, now I'm trying to think if I've ever had any exes that I've had
that didn't
issues
like,
with like family and stuff.
It's just a non-starter.
I just wouldn't have the time for it. I was like, I can't be bothered.
Well, it started out all very lovely. Yeah. To be fair, my mum was like, from the day one, I don't know that girl.
Like before you, like they'd met, or just like off vibe from what you were saying, or from
no,
when
they met.
Okay, she didn't get good vibes.
Yeah, she was like, that's not the one.
But then, how long did you persist after knowing that with her? Probably the wrong term. How long were you dating after
4 years. It all got really toxic in like the last year and a half.
No, it's just more like, well, salute on one hand, but on the other hand, it's like, rah, like, because I think sometimes that like, when, especially your, like the marge, when the mom, if you're a dude and your mom doesn't get on with your partner, it's just long.
It was very long. It was very long. It was a lesson I had to learn, but there was also like hidden benefits as well. Like,
no, that.
What? No, I'm just saying, it's just long because you're always going to be between the two. You're trying to please your mom because that's your marge.
There were two very big benefits.
Are you going to disclose them? Because I'm
confused. No, he gets it.
Okay.
Besides that, there was also like, I worked in the area she lived in.
Yeah. So it's convenient.
Man would just go around and one good thing about Greek people is they feed you. I might just get a quick dinner, get me.
Oh, okay, all right. So
stay over. I don't have to travel all the way to Harrow in the morning to go to work.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She's from north sides.
Yeah.
She's okay. Greek.
Okay.
Racist. Right.
That's a hot problem.
That's where they live.
he's doubling down. Take the spade away from Darren. Take the spade away from him because he'd be digging.
What?
What?
Did she have an N in her postcode?
I don't even remember.
No, Harris, H-A.
Yeah, H-A.
Oh, that's still northwest. That's north of the river. That's where they live.
Oh, hot damn.
They live in Golders Creek. That's what they call it.
Golders Creek.
That's what they call it.
There you go. North London. It's just that's where Greek Cypriots live. It's not
Harry and Meghan.
People live in certain areas.
Harry and Meghan.
People live in certain areas. It's what happens. If, like, if I was to meet someone who's like Bengali and they're from London, I'm like, oh, what, like E14, Tower Hamlets?
Do you know what's really mad, yeah? Where I work today, they put a presentation up about Diwali and they were like, this is Rava and he's from Leicester. And I said, that's disrespect. You can't put that on there, bro. That's fucking rude.
You can't.
Like, I was losing it, like, with a colleague. I was like,
but that's
not funny.
From Leicester.
Yeah, I was like, that's not funny, bro. It was a cartoon, and they were like, this is Ravra, and he's from Leicester. And I said, nah, bro, you could have picked anywhere, bro. And you picked Leicester.
Yeah.
Who approved this message, bro?
It's a problem. It's a big problem.
That is so rude. Had to be real, real slick to get, like, only a few of us caught it, like, what they did.
Yeah, it's a problem. You can't be doing all of that, cuz.
But yeah, now, like, I'm really grateful for that relationship, though.
It taught you a lot.
It taught me a lot about myself.
Yeah.
Where I was bad. It's a very naughty boy. And what I was just, like, not on.
Yeah.
But I was not on. So when I met my partner now, I was just like, this is who I am. This is what I do like. This is what I don't like. And if you still want to fuck with me, let's
And I think
on.
Sometimes, like, I know you always want good to come out of a relationship or to be fruitful, but I think sometimes you learn what you learn about yourself from previous relationships, because it's the best lesson. You can't find that anywhere else. So you've got to take the positives from any relationship if you can.
Oh, yeah.
And be like, boom. And that's probably made your relationship now better, because, as you say, you know who you are, you know what you like, and if that's compatible with your partner, which it sounds like it is, then all the better.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah?
For the most part, yeah.
That's right, huh? Yeah, but I can imagine Harry making the thing, man. I just
now you got to duck out, man. If it's toxic, and that's on your mental every day, and especially added with the whole press thing, you got to duck out, man. So I respect him for trying to find a new life elsewhere on his own terms, and he's talking on his own terms.
Yeah,
because we can't say people are like, well, he's going to the media. Well, they're not. That's not on his own terms. That's not on his terms.
Yeah, he's on his terms.
At least he's on his terms. He's telling what he wants to tell. We don't need to hear everything. And I don't think anyone
cared. He doesn't have to brief anyone on what he says.
I wonder how it would have been if his mum was still alive and his mum didn't like her, though.
Oh, that's a big one. That's a big. As I said, mum has to. I don't think any relationship is successful as a dude if your mum doesn't like your partner.
Oh, listen, I knew it wasn't going to work out.
Yeah,
but I was like, just enjoy the ride, innit.
But I guess you're a guy in your 20s, so you can do that. You can enjoy the ride.
Yeah, I could definitely.
Yeah, exactly.
But she was 5 years older than me.
Yeah, I don't know why she was on that ride. But I think if you're a girl or a guy in your 30s and that's the ride, I think you're getting off.
That's a mad ride to be on.
Yeah.
That
age. You're like,
unless your mum has just hated everyone you've dated. Then it's just like,
no.
My mum just loves me too much.
Yeah. No, there's been a few girls that have been like, jealousy is the wrong word, but like, they can't comprehend that they would never be above my mum.
Right.
Like, even now, like, you, like, my partner's up there, like, you're the mother of my son, but...
Well, no, but that's the thing. People need to sort of understand. You can't, I guess...
You're top four, you're Champions League. Your Champions League.
Yeah, but is that top four, like, struggling to make top four? You're in a battle of fifth place, or is that, like, top... Like...
Every season's different.
Oh, hot damn.
I'm joking. Hot damn. No, everyone that's in my top four. My top four is my mum, my son, my stepdaughter, and my partner, in no particular order, but in a particular order.
Of which?
I just said.
Oh, stepdaughter's above father.
Do you know what it is? No.
You said no particular order. I forced.
Do you know what it is? It could be in that order, but like, but my partner's got a higher goal difference.
Right. Same points.
Same points. Higher goal difference.
Same goal. Okay, so it's close.
No, it's a technicality. She's above.
Right.
It's tight. Obviously, goal difference is tight.
Sorry. No, I'm joking. Like them two come joint, really, don't they? Because I wouldn't have met the stepdaughter without.
I like that. Mom. I like you have that attitude.
And the thing is, and it's good because you know I'll be
the top two
you.
Are definitely what it is,
right?
And it's mature. Though.
And it's like I don't even know they're like,
it's Liverpool City.
That might have to be like number one Prem, number one La Liga. I don't know.
Yeah,
right.
But it's true, man. But especially like not many guys in their 20s would. Take on someone that has a stepdaughter or child from a previous relationship. So kudos to you, innit? And you got something.
So all the people out there, I did this last time, all the people out there that want to cancel me, just remember, I'm a fucking hero, bruv. Anything I said today that you didn't like, just remember,
I've got a stepdaughter.
I stepped up.
I'm not the stepfather. I'm the father that
stepped up.
There it is. There you go. I think that's how we end.
Hopefully, her dad don't see this. He's a boxer.
Oh, damn.
I have to cut that bit out. What was he saying now?
You might get knocked out, knocked down.
All my dates are in Glasgow.
Boom.
All right, finished end.
That's been an episode of Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Yes, and all the socials are on the thing. Isn't it?
Shout out, you wipers.
Yes, that's the wipers. All right. End of the pod. Oh. Okay.
Oh, inside.
Episode. Yeah. Two. Is it your costume change?
Yeah.